The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock hour on a game night. Dolphins in action tonight in L.A. We sound like a bunch of negative Nellies on this program. I'm sorry for just calling it like we see it. Although I have to tell you, during this last commercial break, I think I talked myself into betting the Tua over 5.5. I mean, like Rob Pizzola said. Now, remember, the two times that I bet the Tua over at the beginning of the season was the first game, Jacksonville. He went flying over. And the second game, Buffalo, he went over and then went out. But he hit the over. And so this is kind of a situation like the Buffalo game. You know, it is the more that I'm thinking about it, maybe the prime time actually makes it more likely that he's going to take off and run, so that he just kind of says, yeah, look, anyone who doubts me, like, watch, I'm out here to win a football game. I'm not pussyfooting around. Like, I'm doing my thing. Got Dan all nervous there. Didn't know I was going with pussy putting.
I don't know if nervous was the word.
My last wins were Alabama -7.5. That was an in-game bet. I was watching the game against LSU, and I'm like, Alabama's just going to win. I was watching, so I'm like, okay, Chiefs in the overtime game. I'm like, boy, Patrick Mahomes, they're going to overtime. He's going to figure this thing out. They're going to score. Vikings -3. All my wins were watching the game. Last time Tua ran, he runs and he just falls forward like a baby with no sock grips on. Like, it's not an aggressive, dominating run. It's a panicked run. And I
can't. You're forgetting games. You're forgetting games one and two.
I can't live with panicked.
God bless. Dale.
Forgetting games one and two.
Dale.
Rio 5. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, and thank you to UF for keeping Billy Napier. Can't wait for another season.
Widow's Peak. You keep coming at me, huh?
Woo! I mean, this Florida team, and good Lord, this FSU team, holy hell, what are we watching in Florida college football, especially this past weekend? Holy mackerel.
It's ridiculous. And then you re him up. This is the thing that gets me. You say, oh, he's our guy, before you play Texas, LSU, and Ole Miss. And Ole Miss just whooped Georgia, who whooped us. Like, so we're about to get our ass whooped by 30-plus points 3 weeks in a row, and they just say, oh, no, Billy's fine. Our saving grace is November 30th, because it's going to be Florida State. It'll be about a 9-3 game, and maybe we'll squeak it out late.
Be 15.
Come on, man. I hate it. They don't have to fire the man, and I don't know if it's true. I still don't. But I just hate how they did it before this long stretch. It's ridiculous. You know what I have figured out? Jimmy, you brought it up because you hate me. They don't want to lose the two classes that Billy has.
Correct.
So the guys that
and
came
he's the
in,
guy who recruited them.
The sophomore and freshman, they really believe in the sophomore and freshman class, and they think if Billy leaves, a lot of those guys will transfer.
You left wherever you were going because
Zook. when Zook got the job and Strong got the job, and then when Zook got fired, it's the reason I went to the NFL early, because I'm like, I don't know Urban Meyer, and he seems like a butt wipe, so I'm going to leave. So, yeah, you do play for coaches, and the sentiment I've heard is that they really believe in the freshman and sophomore class. That's not an excuse, because I don't like it. If they want to leave, haul ass. Like, let's get somebody in that can win games, but that's what I've heard since I've been very irritated by this announcement last week.
No, but they can't afford the buyout clause. I think I read to you guys last week.
They can afford $26 million.
But why pay $26 million when you're not on the verge of winning next season?
It's rich guys that own 100 car dealerships. Let them pay it out. Nobody cares.
I mean, what else are they doing with their money up in Gainesville? How many nut boxes can you buy?
I don't know what to do. Buy another gas station? We have gas. Pay out Billy Napier and move on.
You know what the line is for Florida LSU? Florida hosts LSU on Saturday.
LSU favored by 10.
3.5.
I'm taking LSU.
The weird line, isn't that? Yeah, wow. Solana's got the same, like when I looked at it, strange line. There's already a line, by the way. You know, Dolphins are 2.5-point dogs tonight. There's already a line for Dolphins Raiders at Hard Rock Stadium next week. You want to guess?
Dolphins favored by 4.
5.5.
7. Dolphins minus 7.
Wow.
I know. Vegas. Crazy.
Damn, crazy. Vegas. So smart. I'll take the Dolphins still at 7.
I think so, too. Let me get through tonight's game first, though, before I talk about how good they are.
Raiders are terrible. We lose by 80.
We'll get headlines here in 1 second. I want to tell everybody we have finally rescheduled our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. Now, this may mean that there's one final hurricane coming this season, and it'll be November 20th, right around the plantation area. Or maybe we'll finally get this event off the ground, which has been postponed twice due to storms. But the Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, presented by us here at QAM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, is Wednesday, November 20th, new location, Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. That's by you, Crowder. Plantation Walk, supposed to be super nice outdoor shopping area, and it's going to be a week from Wednesday the 20th, and you can enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series and a cigar from Drew Estate. And again, it's at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. But if you come out that night to Plantation Walk, we're going to do the show out there from 2 till 6. Come out that night at Plantation Walk. You can talk sports. The entire QAM staff is going to be there, and it will be a lot of fun. So it is finally rescheduled. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, our final hour on the air today. And then Game Day Uncensored will begin. Here are our headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Either of you have a feel as to whether or not Tyreek Hill is going to play today? He is a game time decision.
I feel like he's going to play. I am a little leery that came up on the injury report kind of out of nowhere, and they've been non-committal. But yeah, my gut instinct is that he's going to play. It's prime time, man. Yeah. Like, this is kind of where he thrives or wants to thrive.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's an attention guy or whatever, but he just wants to play in front of the best, or everybody watching, I would say. He enjoys proving that.
I didn't want to say that, but that's what I think is going on
here. Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm not disappearing in Miami. Watch this. And he was voted the number one player in the world at this sport a year ago by the players that play the game. He doesn't want to, hey, yeah, I'm on the sideline. Yeah, let me stand by Mike McDaniel and give him some advice. No, Tyreek's going to play. 100%, not 100%. I think Tyreek plays tonight.
So his player props, let me just look. Receiving, I have 71.5.
I got 70.5.
71.5 now. And receptions is 5.5.
I like receptions more than the bet I have.
What about no rushing prop for him? I like when he's a half yard because they seem to give him one little carry. Rushing props, Devon Achan tonight, 54.5. Mostert, 28.5. Jalen Wright, 15.5. Tua, 5.5.
Kind of like Jalen.
I know, 15.5. Like, he breaks off a couple.
Yeah, and they get him in, especially in the second half. They let him, you know, fresh legs. I like that one.
I got brutalized this weekend. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. I didn't win a bet. Did not win a bet. And I had a lot of them going. I'll tell you just some of them. I had C.J. Stroud over 14.5 yards rushing last night. He ended with 5. I live bet the Timberwolves -3.5 last night. Heat won outright.
Coward.
I was. I had the Vikings -7. I put money. I had my biggest bet of the week on the Giants, 9:30 a.m. I woke up early. I willingly placed a lot of money this weekend on Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold. I need a CTE baseline test. I had Christian McCaffrey over 66.5 yards rushing. He ended with 40.
Yeah.
I did a money line parlay. So all they had to do was win. I wasn't even giving points. Vikings, Eagles, and the Giants, which is what I was so certain that the Giants were going to slaughter them on Sunday morning. This guy, Bryce Young, all of a sudden
wants to play football again.
I had the Giants -6.5. I live bet Inter Miami at -110 when they went down 2-1.
Yeah.
I live bet the Miami Hurricanes at +4.5. I bet them at -10 before the game. I bet AFC Bournemouth. Final score would be 2-2. Also bet them for a draw. Thought I had inside info.
I thought I had action. And this damn Bryce Young killed me. Because I had Ravens, Thursday night game over 53, killed that. And now I have Dolphins over 50. Dolphins around, I know they're going to hit 50. I had +600 on this bet. Giants -6.5. But we're betting, if you were to say Bryce Young and Daniel Jones, we're betting the fastest turtle. Yeah, no, this turtle's going to go fast.
I could not believe how bad Daniel Jones was. Because, I mean, how often do you watch a full Giants game?
Never.
I could not believe how bad Daniel Jones was.
He can't throw.
He's just awful. Everything about him is awful.
Yes. Can't even check it down. He's standing in front of you, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the incompletions.
Did you see what he had? There was a flea flicker. Everyone's open. He took a sack. How many times do you see a quarterback take a sack on a flea flicker?
He needs LASIK. There's no way he can see those guys down the field.
Crazy.
Or the Panthers and my guy Bryce Young are on the up and up, baby. They're on the up and up, baby. First win streak. Listen to this stat.
It is a win streak.
For the Carolina Panthers, 2 consecutive wins since week 3 of the 2021 season, 3 years ago.
Solana, the up and up is going to overtime with the Giants and winning by a field goal.
Get the dub. That's all that matters. Go get the dub. That's it. And he played well. You have to give it to him. He played well. I'm sorry you lost Hawk. I didn't text you about it. I guess I did tweet about it. I forgot that you had put money on it. But I didn't make a big fuss about it because I'm not rooting against you guys. But at least give my guy Bryce Young a smidget of credit. He played well in that game.
15 for 25, 126 yards.
Yeah, I thought he had like 125 yards.
He killed it, Dan. He killed
it. That's how bad the Giants are. That's who they lost to. And by the way, it's not a smidget.
Just a smidget of credit. He played within himself.
It's a smidgen.
Playing within himself is 126?
Just play within yourself. No turnovers. Keep the field short. Run for a couple first downs. Move the chains. That was a big-time dub for my guy Bryce.
The Bryce is right, Crowder. They could have snapped the ball directly to Hubbard.
They could have played with 10.
They could have played with 10. Just skip the handoff and just give it straight to Chuba, whatever the hell his name is.
Kahubia.
Chuba Hubert. What did you call him last week?
Kahubia. All right, what else do you have in the headline, Solana?
Just since we're on the NFL and the Giants, I read that Brian Daboll was asked if Daniel Dimes was going to start for the Giants this upcoming week. And, well, they do have a bye week, but after that. And he said that the coaching staff are evaluating everything, and he did not commit to an answer.
Interesting. The Bears, Matt Eberflus said Caleb Williams will continue to start. That team is brutally bad, too.
How did they score 3 points, Hawk, against New England
against
at home?
Patriots.
At home.
And this is like, and by the way, Caleb Williams got weapons. Like, it's not like that team is devoid of offense. Sometimes you get a number one quarterback pick and they go to a team and there's just no weapons. It's got weapons. They're so bad that it's scary. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, I saw the Indianapolis Colts are sticking with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And Anthony Richardson will continue to ride the bench.
Best option they got.
I don't think so anymore. I don't think so.
We've seen Anthony Richardson.
Did you see Joe Flacco the last two games?
Yes, but he at least knows where the guys are.
No, he does not.
They're all blind.
He threw two interceptions on their first three drives. Two interceptions.
Bad. Like, he was bad.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Anthony Richardson is not as good an option, if not better, than Joe Flacco. I don't get that.
I don't know. They have, you know what they should do? They'd have to change the offense and let him use his athleticism, but then his hip's going to dislocate.
Well, that's the problem. So if you think it's like a lost season already, I don't know. Were they in the group that
they're actually the 8 seed right now? They're on the bubble at 4-6, second in the AFC South.
I don't know what I would do there. I think I go with Anthony Richardson.
Isn't it so obvious though? Like, even if they were to sneak into the playoffs by some miracle, they're not winning the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what happens on the NFL when head coaches who are good head coaches like Steichen don't have job security. And they have to go and play games with Joe Flacco to win rather than finding out if they actually have a franchise
winning,
quarterback.
Though.
That's the thing. Who gives you the best chance to win? Versus,
who cares?
No, Solana,
I thought so 2 weeks ago when they went with Flacco. I was with you, and you said it when the Dolphins were playing them. Hey, I'd rather be playing Anthony Richardson than Joe Flacco.
Yes.
But the last couple of games, I just don't think so anymore.
But can Shane Steichen, to your point, Solana, Shane Steichen, who I do think is a good coach, I think he's an offensive mind, how can you go sell at this point, halfway through the season, hey, we're just seeing what Anthony Richardson has. We're just seeing if we have the guy of the future. No, the guy wants to win games. The owner wants to win games. He doesn't want to see what somebody has. You should have figured that crap out in camp, coach.
No, you don't figure it out in camp because there's a lot of guys like in Miami who look good in camp, and then when they go out in the field, they poop
Skylar
themselves.
Thompson.
Right? Look at what the Steelers. No joke, Crowder. Look at what the
maybe
Steelers
they want to
did.
Trade Skylar for Flacco. Straight up,
take him. Done. I'll donate money.
Bro, look at what the Steelers did. They had a quarterback. What was his name? Pickett, Kenny Pickett, and everybody knew he was trash. But they had to wait and see. They couldn't just punt on him because they had to figure out, okay, do we actually have a guy that we can play with?
And
they,
the Steelers,
they figured
Wilson,
it out. They
man.
Don't.
MVP.
Oh my God. The dime he threw on fourth down to go
that
win
dude,
the game or
man.
On third down.
So Justin Fields, in my estimation, will be expendable at the end of the season.
Later.
Yeah.
Mm. So what you give Russ, you know, Russ is on that 1 year deal.
Yeah. So I think you lock him up.
You give Russ real money now?
2 years, maybe 2 years. Oh, like, okay. I think that Mike Tomlin is such a good head coach. You give him a decent quarterback, and Russell Wilson is at the very least decent.
Mm-hmm.
They roll. What are they, 7-2?
Yeah, they're 7-2.
That's crazy.
They're first place. They play in the same division as the Ravens. They're in first place in that division. Now, granted, look at the Steelers. I was looking at this yesterday. Listen to the Steelers' schedule over the next couple games. Are you ready? They have Baltimore on Sunday.
Not easy.
Not easy. Then they play the Browns on Thursday Night Football. It's a easy divisional game, but easy. Cake. Then they play at Cincy, host the Browns again. So their next four games are critical. But then look at the end of their schedule. At the Eagles, at the Ravens, hosting Kansas City, hosting Cincinnati. They have a gauntlet the rest of the way outside tough of those schedule. Two Browns games.
But that's why you build up a nice 7-2 cushion.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That's what we talked about with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go on to the tough part of the schedule at 7-2, 7-1, and we'll be cake. No. We went 6.
Didn't work out that way. All right. Anything else? Give us a smidget more.
Smidget.
The Miami Hurricanes have dropped to number 12 in the latest AP poll, by the way.
Yeah. That's probably
8.
That's probably about right. You lose to an unranked team. Your schedule was shaky at best. Like,
Hawk, I know we're up against it, but leaving points, the amount of points that the Canes left on the board and some of the decision making by whoever's calling the offense was just so hard to watch on multiple times on fourth down. Damian Martinez had a drive in the third quarter. You're trailing. He had a drive where he picked up like 30-something yards on the ground. He was bulldozing right down the middle. Fourth and one, your second fourth down conversion attempt of the game. Fourth and one to run a bootleg to Cam Ward's left side rather than just giving it back to Damian Martinez or Fletcher, for that matter, to go get 1 yard. I don't understand what they're doing there. I for the life of me,
that was I remember that play. That play call I thought was terrible as well because he's throwing against his body. It was just weird.
They lost by 5. They had 2 opportunities to kick field goals that they didn't take advantage of. That's the game right there. It is. I know the defense looked terrible, and I know Lance Guidry's getting a ton of heat today, but that game was lost because the offense just didn't take advantage of opportunities in the game, like simple opportunities.
Anyways. Those plays, like you're saying, that rollout to the left is like they'll never expect it. We got them. And then you got them till you don't got them.
Right.
I know. I'm with you. What is it, Shannon Dawson? Like, yeah, I'm not saying it's a great call, but some, what's it called, overanalyze where you're going to trick yourself almost. Yeah, this guy's going to get 7 yards a pop. Watch. They won't expect this.
Right.
No,
right.
Give them what they expect. And see if they can stop it.
It's the Seahawks at the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl. Rather than hand it off to Marshawn Lynch, they'll never expect a play action pass. Well, here comes Malcolm Butler to steal the Super Bowl from you.
Yeah. Those OCs sometimes have like a little box in red on the bottom right hand corner of their play sheet of these are the ones. No, they're not the ones. Line up and run the football.
Brian Flores thought that was a great play, by the way, because he did the same stuff with Jacoby Brissett on fourth and one all the time, rather than just let him run it through. Play action. Here comes a deep ball. The Heat picked up a huge win yesterday. At some point this week, we have to talk about Tyler Hero because he's balling. They're at Detroit tomorrow. Their first in-season tournament game, NBA Cup tomorrow. Inter-Miami, catastrophic loss. 3-2 Saturday night. Truthfully, an embarrassment. Honestly, just a total embarrassment.
What was the mood? Because you were there. What was the mood walking out of Chase Field?
Oh, my God. Quiet.
Because everyone's there. It's not just Miami. People are flying in to see Messi, and they go out like that.
Quiet. And the entire second half was just, like, extremely nervous.
Like, this can't be happening. Like
really?
When do they take the lead?
Right. the Marlins do have a new manager, Clayton McCullough, 19th manager in franchise history. They also hired Pedro Guerrero as their new hitting coach. He has some ties to the assistant general manager, was the hitting coach for the San Francisco Giants. And finally, Zion Williamson, just couldn't wait till tomorrow, out indefinitely with a strained hamstring, will be reevaluated in a few weeks.
Maybe him too much. He's fine from what I hear.
Man, he's fine. He's fine. You said he had a what? Sam, he got too many ham sandwiches?
He forgot to stretch.
I tell y'all.
He forgot to stretch.
I tell y'all. His hamstrings are pork chops. Yeah, he just this can't isn't run the, 82 games on pork chops.
This isn't the MVP season that I was talking about.
Next year, that's still out there. Yep. Yeah, next year.
Still out there.
Little older, little fatter. He gonna tighten up.
And still fresh.
In out indefinitely with a strained muscle.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that happened to?
They're just slow playing him. He's fine. He can play tomorrow. They're saving him for the playoffs.
Yeah, big push. Big playoff run coming.
Your weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy. It is sunny outside, actually. Very sunny. Tonight, the lows will drop into.
Partly cloudy, sunny.
Yeah, partly cloudy, but actually, when I looked outside, pretty sunny. Lows tonight will be in the mid to upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right. Do not go anywhere. We got about 30 minutes left for us today, and then we will turn it over to the Game Day Uncensored crew. Get you ready for some Monday Night Football.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't look on your computers, Crowder or Solana. I'm excluding Jimmy from this because I think he knows too much. I think you know too much, Jimmy. Don't get all huffy. Marlins have hired their brand new manager. They made it official today. Mm-hmm. Already forgot what his name is. Clayton McCullough.
Mm.
Can you name the other managers in Marlins history? I have a list in front of me. Name a few. I'll knock them down as you name them.
Donnie Baseball.
Don Mattingly. There you go.
Freddie Gonzalez.
Freddie Gonzalez.
Schumacher.
Skip Schumacher.
Skip Schumacher. Correct. There you go.
Mike Redmond.
Mike Redmond. Excellent.
Kim Ng.
No.
Not the manager.
Okay. She was there, though.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Okay. Derek Jeter.
Jeter, again, not a manager. Solana, you're looking down at something. Don't look down.
I'm not. My hands are up here. I promise.
Jim Leland,
you're
right?
Telling me you guys are stuck on Don Manning.
No.
Freddie Gonzalez.
I could keep going. Yeah, Jim Leland is another one.
Leland, of course. Very good. Smoked cigarettes in the dugout.
Tim or John.
You are so close.
Jim.
You're so close. Dan Jennings.
That's who you were thinking of, right? With the hair and the facial
that's
hair.
Right. Jennings with the hair.
Joe Girardi left to the Yankees.
Joe Girardi, that is correct. I think he won Manager of the Year, and then they gave him the boot.
We didn't say Jack McKeon yet, right? I mean, that's all-time.
Jack McKeon twice, to be quite honest. Right. But, yes, Jack McKeon.
All-time Marlins manager. And then I know Ozzie Guillen had a spell here that didn't
Ozzie
end very
Guillen.
Well.
That was the big season. Remember, they were featured on the franchise on Showtime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's all I got in me. I don't know. Like, I don't know the first couple managers before Jimmy.
You know Leland. The first manager in history, Jimmy? First Marlins manager in history?
Rene Latchman.
Very good. Wow. I knew he was going to know too much.
Jimmy, you look. Any other up, guesses, really Crowder?
Here's the thing. I was figuring out, I know his last name was Latchman, but I wasn't sure if it was Rene or Richard.
You went with Renee. You got it right.
Yes.
No, he looked it up. Jimmy.
Yeah, man, y'all be cheating, man. When we play the games, I never cheat. I really try.
He's not cheating. Is he cheating, Dan?
Yeah, he looked it up. I could tell. Because he said, here's the thing.
Let me check his Google search. I see his Google search.
So did you look it up and it said R. Latchman and you didn't know if it was Renee or Richard? Or did you know that?
I knew it started with an R.
Did you look it up or not?
Yes, I did.
Jimmy, I'm trying to help you, bro.
But I knew his last name.
I just said you can't look it up.
But I knew his last name was Latchman.
How is that reasoning for you cheating?
We've had this conversation before. I'm never going to commit a crime with Jimmy because it's going downhill fast.
Right. Jimmy, we told you not to say anything. I didn't say anything other than we did it.
That's the point.
Who went in first? Oh, Channing went in first. Yeah, he was.
But I'm not telling you that Channing went in first.
I didn't tell you. They asked, so I answered. Huh?
The other managers, wait. Edwin Rodriguez.
What about Mike Piazza? Right. Where's Mike Piazza?
Manager.
John Bowles.
Jeff Torborg. Tony Perez. John Bowles. Mm-mm. Cookie Rojas.
Oh, Cookie Rojas. That's right. How could I forget that?
Two games.
Yeah.
Two games. He was an interim manager at the end of the season for two games.
I think Jack McKeon took over for him, right? Wasn't that? Or was
I
that
believe so. Yeah. I believe. No, Leland took over.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That management meeting, though. Hey, we're firing somebody. Man, let Cookie take a chance.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Cookie's a legend. He was like, yeah, let him manage. Take a chance. Give him a couple games.
No.
There you go. Marlins have a brand new manager in town, Clayton McCullough. He gets added to the prestigious list of Marlins managers. And Will Manso tweeted out that moves Clay Ferrero down a notch on famous Claytons in South Florida. Ooh. I tweeted back at them, you're forgetting Mark Clayton. Mm-hmm. And so now Clay was down to three. Cuño just tweeted, you're forgetting the king of Clay, Rafael Nadal.
Yeah,
and so now Clay Ferrero's in danger of falling out of the Mount Rushmore of Clays in South Florida.
Charles Clay.
We're tight end, Charles Clay.
Charles Clay. What Charles a great Clay. Call.
Disaster for the Dolphins. I shouldn't say disaster, but no good for the
Didn't
Dolphins.
Did he end up in Buffalo?
He was in Buffalo, and one of the last times the Dolphins beat Buffalo, the second to last time they beat Buffalo in Miami, Josh Allen threw him a pass in the end zone to win it, and he dropped it. So
you remember that?
Yeah, Miami legend.
I remember that.
Miami legend. Well, there goes Clay Ferrero off the list. He has been completely bumped by Charles Clay.
How about Clayton Bigsby?
Clayton Bigsby, another good one. I don't know if he lived in South Florida. He lived in the South. But I'm not certain South Florida.
He visited.
If you know, you know. It's a funny joke if you know. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back for one more segment. We'll wrap things up here, get you ready for Dolphins-Rams tonight, and then we'll hand it over to the Game Day Uncensored crew with Brendan Tobin and Solana and Omar Kelly and Adam Beasley.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I saw Tua at the Pro Bowl. He might be related to Alicia Keys.
Hawk and Crowder.
Jimmy is just showing out for Dan Day here because he hasn't played Limp Bizkit in 3 years on this show. But because he's sitting next to Dan Day, he's firing off Weezer and Limp Bizkit. He plays to whoever is in that room, unless it's Solana. Then he doesn't. Then he plays actively against whoever's in that room. Anywho. Wrap things up here on a game night. We're in the home stretch of the 2024 hurricane season. Keep your fingers crossed. Hurricane season comes every single year, though. There's never a break. Good news is you can reduce your stress level during hurricane season by contacting BNT Impact Windows and Doors, taking a step to protect your home with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. That's a great feeling when you've got the PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So if you do own a home here in South Florida or on the west coast of Florida, BNT now services the west coast of Florida as well. Maybe you have a little vacation apartment on the west coast, Naples, Fort Myers. You can take a step now. Get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed, and then you're one step ahead for next hurricane season. So call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can check them out online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. All right, who's going to give me a winning bet for tonight, Crowder? I am in such dire need of a winner, or else I have to go into self-imposed hibernation again. So I've got to make something happen. I don't know if I start splitting stuff up into four or five smaller bets, or if I just go one massive bet for tonight. I'm not betting a side, because I really could see the Dolphins winning, but I also could see what happens to them on primetime happening. So I'm not betting a side. Maybe the over. Oh, I bet the over. Pizzola liked the over.
I'm just going to tell you, the over, I got it at 49. Now it's down to 48.5.
Maybe I'll bet the over.
I just, like you think, the Dolphins offense, they're going to do a little something. They've been now with Tua back. What was it? They're averaging 27 with Tua back. Matt Stafford and Sean McVay aren't getting choked out. They're not going to score 10. So we're both in the 20s. Can we both get to 25, 24? We're right there.
Yeah, I think that's my play. I think I like the over. That's what Pizzola told us last week when I asked him about the game.
Yeah.
You don't like it, Solana?
Yeah, I do. I like it. What about, because we do porpoise props on the show. It's a segment. And what I was going to tell Tobin was both teams to score a rushing touchdown in this ball game.
So I bet that all the time on all these different games, because Appel loves both teams to score a rushing touchdown. And I don't know. It never seems to cash for me. Somehow they end up, every time they get down to the goal line, they run Ingold up the middle twice, doesn't go anywhere, and then all of a sudden Tua flares out and hits River Craycraft. I don't know. I never seem to win with that. And I like that bet. I just never seem to win with it.
It's at -115 right now. And I don't know, man, like Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert in the red zone, that seems to be working, even though last game they threw him a little screen pass and that's how Achane got in. But that seems to be working. And if you guys think it's going to hit the over, you think there's going to be touchdowns in this game, right? So I think at -115 with Kyren Williams on the other side, it's a decent thing to take a flyer on.
What about Stafford? Stafford over 253.5 yards passing.
I think it'll be close. But if we're talking like to Solana's point, if we're talking about both teams scoring three touchdowns, Stafford's going to be over 200 for sure.
A
Stafford and Tua.
Or
what's Tua?
245.5.
Stafford over 250. Tua versus over 245. We got a shootout, baby.
A special or defensive team touchdown, by the way, is at +240. I like that, man. I really like that. Weird things happen on Monday Night Football. Weird things happen.
I think Hawk talked me into that last Super Bowl, and I put like five units on it. So well, I'm so
dumb
terrified
on your
of
part.
That
I was talking about a little prop play. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, Jimmy, just blurt out Jack McKeon right now. You'll make my day.
Hawk ran me away from this defensive special team touchdown last Super Bowl.
Jack McKeon.
There you go. Oh, my guy. All right, we got to wrap things up here. That was excellent. We got to wrap things up here. Game Day Uncensored is coming up next. Tobin and Solana, Omar Kelly, and Adam Beasley. They'll get you ready for the game. Crowder will tell you about Ed Morse before we get out of here for the evening, and then we will turn things over to the Game Day Uncensored crew.
You know what? If you're ready to ride off in a new, beautiful new Chevy, then you got to get down to the Ready to Ride event at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet. You want to talk about inventory? They got inventory. Shop over 22 acres of your all new favorite Chevrolets. It's beautiful. Go check out the lot. Get behind the wheel of a new Chevy with up to 20% off MSRP. I didn't misspeak. 20% off MSRP. It is a steal. They're giving away these cars. Ready to ride with a new truck? Go check out the 2024 Silverado. You know I'm a pickup truck guy. Y'all have seen them on the road. Get that Silverado for as low as $29,995 or buy it with 0.9% financing. Plus, at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet. Your trade is always worth more. I tell you, my man Ed Morris down there, my people down there, they're going to watch out for you on the front end and the back end. The most for your trade, give you a great deal on your new car. I'm telling you, they want to get you in one of these beautiful new Chevys. Make it easier to upgrade to the new Silverado, the Equinox, the Tahoe, and more. Don't miss out. Buy a new Silverado for as low as $29,995 or 1.9% financing at the Ready to Ride event. Just click EdmoreSawgrassChevrolet.com, your lease return headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you, hopefully on a Victory Tuesday, mañana.
And I'm going to work on my Drek Pop.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.